It tunes us to the wave, it feeds me to the bone, and it's alright, unless you feel you're too late.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of The Big Show. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I guess just to put a little hop on the whole basketball discussion. It looks like Boston Celtics restricted free agent Marcus Smart was meeting with the Nets while in Vegas. You might say, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, from a Rockets fan perspective, the Nets are one of three teams in my mind that could go after Capella hard with a max type offer now. Atlanta, Brooklyn, Sacramento, although I don't think Sacramento really needs him. If Brooklyn goes and spends any kind of large sum on Marcus Smart, it takes away their resources to go after Capella hard.
I mean, just the fact that nobody has really made a serious offer to him kind of leads you to believe that the league sees him as a system guy.
For sure.
And that they're not enamored with him and what he would be able to do outside of a heavy pick and roll system, which lot of teams aren't running. Yeah.
Which I believe the contract that they, if that really is true, it's a fair contract. It's a really fair contract.
Well, here's the thing. He wants to be compared more to the max numbers, and I forget who their mirror comparison is, but they want four years and 80 mil. Nurkic from Portland just got 4 and 48, and that's what the Rockets supposedly said they would offer him right now.
Yeah.
And they were offended by that. Well, if you're Daryl Morey, you're doing your job. You're not going to bid against yourself. You made an initial offer. Now, if you really believe you're worth that, go get it. And the team's money is drying up all across the league to where even teams that may have wanted to, we heard Phoenix early on and then they drafted Aeon number one and it was over. But if there are teams out there, they've spent a majority of their cap money already during the peak of free agency.
And guess what? You're worth what somebody pays you. That is your value.
100%.
Are worth what somebody pays you.
But if he comes out with some offer sheet from somebody, that's a lot.
Well, it'll be challenging.
Significantly more than $48 million over 4 years. And yeah, Daryl Morey has a decision to make.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody said on the text line, Barry, I need a free or cheap family day trip thing to do in Houston. Country bumpkin still sunburned from the beach last weekend, so no beach.
Space Center?
Well, yeah, Space Center is a good one, but I don't know if it's cheap.
I don't know what tickets are for Space Center.
But Houston. One thing you could do, which I think would be a lot of fun for the kids, is, and it's not free, but it's fairly cheap, I would say, is go down to the San Jacinto Monument. They've got the ship down there. The Battleship Texas? And then they've got the monument itself, and you can take an elevator ride up to the top of the monument. If you got kids, that's a fun day. Don't eat at the food at the park, though. You can get diarrhea. But but otherwise, you can have some fun down that way and go, you know, like Yelp review a decent restaurant around there to take the kids to.
Or you go to culturemap.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
And there's a lot of stuff.
Didn't the Blitz do like all the stuff that's going on for the week on like Tuesday or Wednesday? And then tell you.
Maybe you can check that out.
Like what they would or wouldn't do.
I mean, Culture Map is a one-stop shop to figure out what the hell's going on in this city.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
But yeah. I think Space Center Houston's a good one. San Jacinto Monument and Battleship Texas. Outside of that, I mean, Waterworld.
Waterworld?
Splash Town.
Yeah, I was going to suggest all that till she said she's trying to stay out of the.
Well, I don't know if it's a she or a he.
Or he or she or whoever.
Somebody said, I started working out in February, benching and struggling with 115 pounds. Then y'all started the contest and I got serious. Now I'm pushing up 205 like it's nothing. Dude.
That's good. That's great.
That's crazy. You added almost.
Aren't you supposed to do your weight?
You should be able to lift your weight. Apparently that's a sign of strength. If you can lift your weight, but that's also assuming you're in decent shape. Like if you weigh 600 pounds, no one's expecting you to be hulking up 600 pounds. Maybe, 600 donuts, but not 600 pounds.
Now, the interesting thing that you brought up on when you always say about how as you get older, it's tougher to lose weight, which is true. The other thing is as you get older, it's tougher to do what you just said and lift your weight and make gains like you used to as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to be able to just, you know, eat really good meals and get back in the gym, and within a week or two, you're pushing up serious, serious weight. It's not as easy anymore.
No, it's definitely not. And somebody suggested that I just use scissors on my nipple hair.
Oh, my God, no.
And it's just a couple weeks to grow back.
So you're people, opposed to a razor. Why?
Matt from the 409 also said, yeah, the nipple shaving is every other week. So about every 2 weeks.
That's what I thought.
All right.
I'm opposed to shaving?
Yeah. I thought you said, no, with the shaving of the...
Well, just because I think there's the...
independent hair in your chest?
Oh, the one? I mean, I'll pluck that. I just boink, pull it out. But you got to be careful. Sometimes if you don't pull it out and you just pull on it, then it curls up real tight, and that makes it harder to get. Like a ribbon, like when you do Christmas ribbon.
I'm against
plucking.
You take
the scissors and you go down the ribbon, and it
married
curls
to a
up.
Mother plucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something. Lisa's solution to everything is plucking. She just gets a tweezers. I'll get that. No, yep. I don't need you to get that.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Nora plucks my ears.
Oh, I got one in the car. I got one of those ear hairs.
My widow's peak, I'll pluck that.
When you go to get your widow's peak done, though, if you're going to do that thing, you should just get them to do the solo hair.
I might do that. Well, no, I might get the nipples. Uh-oh. Oh, I'm supposed to say spoiler alert. No, no. We're supposed to say spoiler alert. Somebody texted and said, if you do talk World Cup, please don't give any spoilers out.
They're coming for you, Nick.
Well, France scored 1-0.
What? That's...
So he goes completely against the system.
It's live.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody's
DVR at work, bro, without TV.
They're DVRing it, and then they're going to watch it when they get home, and now you've ruined it.
Oh, no, Barry, they're taping it.
No.
Don't catch me lying.
I'm surprised France just didn't give up, like just surrender from about 5 minutes into the match.
I think they're pulling for a tie. They're just pulling for a tie. Middle of the road, just not offending anybody.
We quit. Boy, look at that guy. He looks like a musketeer. Why?
Oh, the coach got a little fired up. Okay.
Oh, there's a France high five. You can imagine the sloppiness of a France high five.
Charlie wins.
Not good at all. What?
We updated soccer.
Yeah. It's important. This is big time stuff. This is the semifinals.
Yeah. Yep. Final four.
See, I keep up Final with this stuff. Four. I love soccer.
Who's
love
score again? I'm going to keep you guys updated.
I
with the
love
game.
It.
Who you got tomorrow?
England.
Over, oh, over?
Croatia.
Uh-oh.
Suck it.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Got
it. Somebody's got ESPN.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Pulled that one out of your earth, didn't you?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I'll take, I got England and Belgium in the finals. I don't know why. I actually had Germany winning it all. So
a lot of people think these two teams are the Rockets and the Warriors. This would be the winner. Their bracket and everything else says that these would be the two best teams.
Somebody was the text that if the Rockets want some defense, they should go sign Charles Oakley. He looks like he could still go and kick some ass, especially Draymond Green. That was from Jared.
Where'd you see him? Unless you're talking about that whole situation during the season with Dolan?
Yeah, probably.
Well, Gerald Green, that was the weirdest thing about having Daryl on last night during the summer league. Gerald Green was sitting in the front row with Tillman, and CP3 was there for the first half and some other people. And then they had Daryl on. Daryl's holding one of those, instead of the manila folders, it's the blue file folders that you used to have in the office.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking, and he's kind of holding on to it. And he's flagging around, and Vince Carter's kind of like, what do you got there? And he's like, oh, Gerald Green's contract. He just signed it, so I just got to make sure I get this back to the office. And he's holding the hard copy in his hand.
Wow.
And after he left, Gerald Green's talking to the play-by-play. I mean, Vince Carter's talking to the play-by-play guy. He goes, get a look at it? He goes, that'd be kind of interesting. He goes, no, Vince, I mean, if you would have taken his attention away a little bit longer, I was trying to slide it out of the folder, but literally he had gotten Gerald Green to sign his contract at the game before it started.
Nice.
In a blue file folder.
You said manila folder. Did either of you ever call it a vanilla folder?
I might have.
I might have. I don't remember it. But
I may have called the manila folder a vanilla folder.
I would be like, I put it in that vanilla folder. Somebody goes, what? And I was like, what? They were like, it's manila, dumbass. I was like, all right. Now I got that. Let's put that on the list.
I mean, I wasn't a grown man when I did it.
This was last week. No, I don't know when it was. It was a while back. But it was in an office environment. Yeah, it was when I had a corporate gig. But it was a while ago. Maybe 98, 99, something like that. Not a good look. So it's not the Leaning Tower of Pizza? I love that commercial. Have you seen that FedEx commercial?
Yes.
Where he's like, there's a several of them. Man, FedEx used to have some great commercials.
They did.
My favorite was when they're like, put a push pin on China, Barry. And he's like, you don't know where China is, do you? And he's like, he just rips the map off the wall.
Pulled it down.
FedEx used to bring it with the commercials, man. The best.
Let's all go to Chipotle. All right, we'll be back with
Chipotle.
More. It's the usual suspect, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour two, three-hour show. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio. HR&P listener line open at the present time, 713-780-3776. If you want to call, if you want to text, and then, if you want to tweet, we are on Twitter throughout the show. I actually heard Charlie Polillo not only reference Twitter today, but say that a majority of his responses were coming from Twitter. The fact that he was even checking Twitter was an impressive step in the right direction for Charlie.
Now, can I confess something to you?
Sure.
I went to Mr. Polillo's Twitter page, and I went to follow him.
Okay. You were not going to get a follow back, sir.
And I didn't. And I waited a decent amount of time for him to follow back, and he never did. So I unfollowed Charlie Polillo because that's selfish.
He followed two people. What makes you think you were going to be the third?
That's selfish. Like, that's just, I even followed
Joel.
It's like
Phil Steele and somebody else.
I even followed Joel. Like, he couldn't.
Are you guys Facebook friends?
No.
Okay, well.
Like, he couldn't follow back, though? What is Charlie's follows that important?
Let's hit him with a message. Let's see what's up.
Like, he's too good to follow his coworkers? I mean, we have amazing things to say on Twitter. For example, Queso Peso said, Barry, I need help getting out of jury duty.
Me
this
too,
is
man.
Important
I got,
stuff.
I gotta go.
I'm going to tell you both how to get out of jury duty. This is super easy. All right? Don't say anything racist because you'll get your ass whooped later. Here's what you do. This is a lesson I learned. I didn't do it, but I watched a guy do it, and it was absolutely amazing. So we're in the whole jury pool, and they're all the lawyers are asking questions. And the lawyer asks the question of, what are your thoughts on corporal punishment? Juror number 17. And he was like, the Bible says whoop that ass. And I believe in the Bible. So I believe you whoop a kid's ass when it's appropriate. And they were like, juror number 9. He goes, I agree with that guy. And the judge goes, you're both dismissed. And I was like, damn it. That's what you do. You wait for some
idiot.
How
do you know you're going to get that question?
And then another guy goes, yeah, me too. And they were like, you can go. So you know, but you wait for somebody to say something crazy, and then you go, yeah, and then they kick you both out. So you don't have to actually say it. You just piggyback off of somebody else's craziness. It's the best way to get out of jury duty. I saw three people get dismissed because of that.
Watch the lawyers' faces when that happens. When that happens, because I was in one where I got down to the last couple, and it was going to be a long trial too, but you could see the lawyers will almost chuckle because they're like, yeah, you don't really mean that, but let's just save both of us some time. Get out of here.
Because you always get like, you know, Tammy in accounting. And she's like, well, I believe in corporal punishment. I think you should get the death penalty. And they're like, you're staying, Tammy. Damn it, I've got things to do. I was going to be off today. Like this, don't throw out anything where you think you're being edgy. I believe in the electric chair. They're like, all right, Tammy, sit your ass down. You're not going nowhere.
You're excessively mean to Tammy.
In accounting?
Yeah.
I bet you that person exists, like, for real.
Tammy in accounting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, getting back to your Polillo thing for a minute. He's following...
Two people.
Phil Steele and somebody else, right?
He has liked one thing, but he has 7,232 followers.
Is that more or less than you?
More.
Does that piss you off?
No, I'm not Matt Thomas. I am not a Twitter follower whore.
It doesn't make you mad that Charlie Polillo has more followers
than you?
He's
been in the market a lot longer. So I
guess, but he's not
been
on Twitter longer.
And Newhouse Sports Media Center. What the hell is that?
I think Charlie just learned Twitter.
That's the broadcasting school
at Syracuse. Oh, that makes sense.
I feel like Charlie just learned Twitter.
You're totally right about that.
This year.
Man, when he came, when we initially hired him and he was only on SportsMap 94.1, he already had 5,000 followers.
But he never used it. His last tweet was like 2012.
I think it's
funny that's very true. And the thing is, especially even when he comes in here, everything that he has is not on a computer. It's on a piece of paper. He's like Jim Foley of the Rockets. Jim Foley, when I was with the Rockets, he literally has several file cabinets in his house. And I would say probably 18 to 20 times a year, I would get an envelope in the mail, handwritten, and you could tell Foley's handwriting. And when you open it up, he was cutting out newspaper articles that he thought was relevant to something, your hobbies, your likes, or the Rockets. And he would tape them to a piece of paper and then fold it up and send it to you. And everybody that knows Jim knows that's just par for the course. You were going to get those. But he doesn't believe – he always used to make fun of me because every time he came in the office and said, Joel, look something up on your computer. If it took longer than a minute and a half, he was like, yeah, those damn things don't work. And he'd walk out.
But Polillo still – like his big thing that he used was email. He's like, if you email me, I'll email you back.
That is correct.
But that's a hell of a way – I guess it's kind of what we do with the text line because I don't think most people understand how our text line works. But essentially they just – they come in via Outlook. It's a when you text the show, it actually gets sent to an email. But it's I don't know. He's like I'll respond after the show. He's old school.
But we can't respond to those texts, right?
No, you can't reply.
Right.
No, but he's old school. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have to follow his coworkers. I think he should at least be following. I think I follow everybody that's on air here except for Polillo because he never followed me back.
I mean, that's happened to me a couple times.
I follow Granato. I follow Zerline.
Me too.
I follow Joel. I follow Fred and AJ.
Me too.
Who else is on? That's it.
Creighton.
Oh, Raheel.
Creighton. I follow both of those guys. I follow Dell, producer Tyler.
Scott. Yeah. I follow Nick.
Jose.
I don't follow, because they never follow back, is Charlie Polillo. And I hope it hurts him every night before he goes to bed. I hope he has to cry himself to sleep because I'm not following him on Twitter.
Sean Salisbury did that to me for a while before he finally followed back.
Yeah. Salisbury followed me back.
Bobby Buckets.
Salisbury and I are very interactive on Instagram for some reason. It's weird. We've developed a Insta relationship. It's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Post a lot of pictures.
Me or him?
No, I'm just both of you.
I mean, I try to.
I think
to,
he's more proactive than I. I haven't really been proactive on anything lately, but
I try to do it where some of it's kind of behind the scenes, like life stuff. But then I try to post jokes and stuff like that. If I feel like I have a good one, I try to mix it up. But I'm not as active as I am on Twitter. Twitter is my go to, and it used to be Facebook.
Follow Joel Blank on Instagram at RocketsFan23. Something like that, right?
What is Rockets it? Fan?
It's Rockets Man something, and my buddy, I think. I don't know what it was, but I told you, my buddy set up my account, said, here's your password, set it up, and I've never touched it.
Yeah. We lost our callers. What happened to the jury duty?
Mike?
That's weird. I bet the intern hung up on him by mistake. Somebody said, Barry, do not shave your nipple hair. My nipples itch like no other when I shave them, as opposed to manscaping, which has no ill side effects, just leaves it as a trophy. No, of old age. No, Justin. It's embarrassing, though. Like, there's just this little ring of hair right on the nipple.
What are you That's doing embarrassing. Over there?
I was showing you where it circles at.
I guess you are. Lucky for the viewers, the live stream's not working today.
God, that feels so good.
You need a moment? Good Lord.
Kind of.
I'm just
what?
Letting you do your thing, man.
There needs to be a disclaimer for that.
Yeah.
Look, your boy's back.
Lauren Pope said, best way to get out of jury duty is to be friends with a judge. Just bring me your notice and I'll take care of it. Yeah, that would be nice.
Special like you. That would be family. Nice. Yeah, I mean, look, there. If you know cops too, and especially the courthouse cops, they can slide you through too.
Hey, by the way, Jose Suvius on Twitter just tweeted us and said, wifey didn't want to admit it, but you guys helped us out. You chose our baby's name. Let me get this right, because Star Wars dorks are going to freak out like wrestle dorks. It's Leia, not Adriana, not porn name Adriana.
What did you call it?
Leah.
Idiot.
Princess Leah.
Can't believe you didn't know that.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, well.
Leia.
Sorry.
That's how you say it.
Sorry, Star Wars dorks.
Welcome Leia.
You could just hear the wheezing, the asthmatic wheezing. It's they turned into Chewbacca when I said Leia. Leia. Like, settle down, spazzes. It's not that serious.
Wait, who spazzed?
Them.
Jeez.
I was doing my impression of them.
Okay. You want to get your boy in here?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, you Mike wants to talk fast food. Oh, you Mike, what's up?
Barry, when you said Leia, I'm sure there was about 30,000 guys ripped off their stormtrooper helmet and said WTF.
Probably so.
I was wanting... Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you're probably right. They were. I would venture to guess that everyone that texted and tweeted when I said it wrong owns a stormtrooper outfit for sure. You definitely nailed that.
I was listening to Fast Food yesterday, so I Googled over to Mexico, and what would you think the number one fast food place in Mexico was?
Wait.
I'm not touching
How in the hell
he
is
was
you,
listening to fast food first.
You were listening to fast food and Googled,
and then he Googled over,
Mexico.
To Mexico.
Mike, are you drunk?
No, I'm talking about yesterday. I was listening to y'all talk about fast food.
And you Googled Mexican fast food?
Correct.
Okay, proceed. Sorry.
Well, I was anxiously awaiting Taco Bell to pop up as number one, which was kind of a racist, stereotypical thing, but it turned out to be this place called Vips or Viapes. It's like McDonald's, but it was the number one. And so I figured, well, I'll check out and see what Africa has. Of course, I didn't think racial or nothing like that came up.
Of course not.
But come to find out, in Africa, gazelle is the number one fast food. Really fast.
Get off my radio. Get out of here.
That gazelle. Wasn't even a laser-like exit.
How do you not go cheetah if you're going to go with that joke? How is cheetah not
point.
Fast food?
It's a good point. Fastest food.
Because aren't cheetahs usually catching gazelles?
Yep.
But maybe that was the joke. Fast, because the cheetahs eat the gazelles.
The fact that you're thinking that hard to analyze the whole thing. Breathe, Barry. Just breathe.
I think I would rather have Star Wars dorks upset than that.
All right. We probably all need a break.
We're going to give away something after the break. We have
to. Uh-oh. Yeah, there you go. Start the second
away.
Half right, Nick. We'll come back. You'll welcome us back, and then we'll get into a giveaway. So don't go anywhere. The second half of the show coming up next. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. 90 in the books. 90 still to go in the big show. It's The Usual Suspects. It is Barry. It is Nick. It is Joel. And it is time to give to the peeps.
Yes, it is. It's your chance to win tickets for two to the third annual Splash Bash. It's going down this Saturday, July 14th at the Oaks Dad's Club Candlelight Sport Complex. Cool off from the heat and take advantage of the complimentary adult beverages and food for all guests. Play slip and slide kickball, slip and slide human bowling, or don't get wet and play other great games like Giant Jenga or Giant Connect 4 and a lot of other cool games out there. Portion of all the tickets go directly to the Oaks Dads Club, a local nonprofit youth sports organization. Get your tickets to get in on the day of fun and food at HoustonSSC.com. That's HoustonSSC.com if you want to get in and if you don't win. But right now, we will take caller number 12, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN is the number. Caller 12, I'm going to make Nick work and have to go talk to the intern. Good luck. Have fun. Splash Bash tickets for two.
Giant Jenga, that's my ish right there.
Is it?
Yeah, I love Giant Jenga.
Does that not sound just slightly dangerous? Slip and slide kickball?
No, that sounds like a lot of fun.
That sounds like a torn ACL and possibly a concussion.
I thought that's the reason why they kind of stopped making the slip and slide because of injuries, right?
Did they?
Yeah.
Mm, did they?
I want to say there was.
I think they still make it, don't they?
Well, they stopped it. I guess they made like a newer version of it, but there was a period of.
Was it less? People,
kids breaking bones and
less
getting hurt.
More slide? I don't know. It's just like. How do they make it safer?
I don't know.
Is it like have speed bump in there somewhere?
Yeah, but
in the
I don't
middle?
See how you don't think you're not the possibility of you not getting hurt. I mean, that has to be a
well,
possibility if you're
it's
slipping.
One thing it is to slide, but your kickball.
I mean,
you got a plant foot. How does We've that, all seen what a kicker does in slick weather.
Well,
in the
okay.
NFL.
No. This is just in my head. And when I see slip and slide kickball, this is what I envision: is that it's on a kickball field, which would basically be a softball field or a baseball field. But there's a slip and slide at each base that starts. So as you're running, the last half of the base path is a slip and slide. So to get to first base, you kick the ball, you take off running, and about halfway is when the yellow little slip and slide thing starts. So you have to dive and slide into the base to be safe. That would make more sense than the whole field just being made out of slip and slide material and everybody's just like...
I'd be like... The whole thing should be sponsored by an insurance company because
yeah, no
you better
kidding.
Have your bases covered
a lot of torn
if that
Achilles.
Was going down.
Yeah, a lot of torn Achilles and broken
I would think
backs. And
you know like some of the fields in the old school fields had the strip of dirt between the mound and the bat. The
yes.
batters? I would think that would be a slip and slide so that Why? As you run up to kick the ball, that's
oh,
what I
God,
envisioned.
No. That would
that's
be
what I'm
worse.
Saying. If you got to kick the ball and you got a slip and slide underneath you.
Oh, hell
that's an accident
no.
waiting to happen.
That would be a lot worse. That I think that would also get boring though, because that'd be like watching, you know,
it's like America's Home Videos. Everybody wouldn't get bored. Everybody'd be laughing their ass off at everybody that slips and falls.
I guess so. Ike said, ever since I heard OU Mike ask Fred and AJ if the Dick Van Dyke Show was about lesbians, I kind of look forward to his calls.
That's a fantastic. That's one of the all time best right there.
OU Mike has had some classics. He's had his fair share of stinkers too. Let's be real.
No doubt,
but he's always bounced back.
He's like a baseball player. If he can hit 300, he's one of the best, and that's about what his batting average is. He's about 30% of the time, he'll get a hit. Right? I mean,
that's fair.
Are we saying more than that?
That's pretty fair.
It might be fair. Okay. It might be 50, though. It might be closer to 50.
Whoa.
You know how no. I give you...
like I mean, he's Altuve. He can hit 350. Then he can hit 35% of the time. I'll give him an extra 5%.
Well, you know how so I give you crap for
credit.
Previewing on the fly.
Yes.
But I think he does his delivery on the fly. Like, he literally is like, when you say about open mics and using it as a testing ground, he's going with it, and if we react at all, or it seems like, oh, that might have worked, then he'll go with joke B. But if it doesn't, then we just hear, and he's out.
That could be true. Somebody said, come on, caller number 12, I listen on the app. What do you want? I mean, what do you want?
I thought that was being more helpful.
No, if you're going to do the app, because there's a pretty significant delay, right? Like, it's like 30 seconds or so.
I'm not sure how long it is, but I feel like the audio app
Four
is not
seconds?
As bad.
4 seconds? Tyler, 30, what? I can't, how many... 300. There's 3 minutes? Oh, hell. Well, then we got to do like caller number 1,000 to give people on the app a chance if that's the case.
Yeah.
Tyler Scott said there's a 3 minute delay.
How do you know that? You see him through the window?
Yeah. He was he's listening in there in his little hole, his cave.
That beard right there?
Yeah. You don't see him.
Nick was
waving.
Blocking him out. I couldn't see him.
Well, Fat Nick can block
a
lot
out.
It's hard to see past Nick for a lot
of stuff.
They're
sitting in the exact same spot in two different studios.
I know I said your nickname was Puss. We might change it to Eclipse. Just start.
See.
All right.
That's not nice. That is not nicer.
No?
Can I throw this out? I saw this yesterday. All right, and I was creeped out by this. I think, Nick, you're already on board that it is creepy, and I think, Barry, when I was telling you about it, you might be too. But I saw this story, and I saw a picture with it, and I'm like, oh, there's a dude that's like a huge sports fan. And then I read the headline that the family of Renard Matthews in New Orleans, who was killed 2 weeks ago.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P., right. They decided that the best way to honor him at his wake and for his funeral was to set it up in the funeral home like he was still alive and playing video games and dressed in his favorite attire, eating Doritos. So you walk
and
in.
And zebra cakes. I spotted zebra cakes on the table as well.
Oh, you're right. And a Barks root beer.
Good choice, by the way, zebra cakes. Quality snack.
So in the, it just creeped the hell out of me that you would walk in to pay your respects, and here's who you're paying your respects to in a office chair, like one of those gaming chairs, in his Celtics jersey, with a hat on backwards, with sunglasses, with a table full of snacks, with a gaming controller in his hand, with his favorite Celtics socks and flip-flops on, and a TV in front of him. I'd be like, whoa, I thought...
It looks like a... You know, you ever been to the Wax Museum?
Yes. Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like. And I wonder if that's... That can't really be him, is it?
It is. And that's the other thing that creeps me out. The ABC affiliate WGNO in New Orleans has a still photo of him, deceased, in this position at this wake.
Well,
I'm like, man, that's just too creepy for me.
What would be great is if you could find like a lookalike and put him in the chair and let him be sitting there and be real still and get halfway through the wake where everybody's sitting around talking, and then just be like, hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah,
just freak everybody out.
That's like a America's Funniest Home Video moment.
I've decided that when I die, I want to be cremated, but I'm going to, in the next, you know, 10 years or so, assuming I don't die before then, I want to have a recording played of my voice. And I'm basically just going to roast everybody that's there. I'm just going to have it. You have to play this tape. It's going to be part of my will. And it's just going to be me just crapping on everybody that shows up. And
I don't know if that's going to be creepy.
Oh, that'll be super creepy. Could you imagine you're sitting there?
It's creepy he's going to tape it on tape.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. But it,
see, that's what you give me.
I'm not as upset as you get. Like, but I think it would be awesome to have your voice. Like, people have to listen to you make fun of them, and there's nothing they could do about it because it was your dying wish. It's just to roast people.
What if they don't show?
Well, there's always
throwing
that
it out there.
There's always that.
And since you tipped him off,
damn, I didn't think about that, Joel. That's a distinct
possibility.
No
one's going to come to your funeral.
Yeah. Man, I didn't think about that. I need to keep this to myself.
Well, too late for that now. It's out there.
Ah, nobody listens to this show.
Of course not. All right. We're going to continue to roll on. We've still got plenty more to get to. We haven't talked about the Astros, who unfortunately had a winning streak stopped last night, even though they got another great performance from Gerrit Cole. Bullpen let them down. See if you've heard that before, but we can talk about some Stros as they are back at it tonight against the Oakland A's, and plenty more on the docket as well. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join us, won't you? 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, as we continue to roll right here on ESPN 97.5. Kind of to wrap up the funeral portion of the program after that last one. I also saw, and I was going to get your opinion on this, Nick. I'm not sure how I feel about this, but Dwight Clark, the famous receiver for the 49ers who made the catch in the corner of the end zone from Montana when they beat the Cowboys, right? Passed away recently. He was cremated, as Barry was talking about last segment. The weird thing is that it's a story now, and I think the NFL Network and Steve Mariucci actually did a story on it. His ashes were spread on former Niners owner Eddie DeBartolo's land, somewhere in like Wyoming, but the end zone goalpost where the catch occurred,
right,
is on his property. So they put his ashes and a memorial in the corner of a makeshift end zone in the middle of like Wyoming. To me, it's like if they would have kept Candlestick Field, you know, like at Yankee Stadium, they kept home plate in a couple of things, or they certain fields when they knock down one to build another one, they keep certain aspects of it up. But you better be extra friendly with the DeBartolo family the rest of your life if you're friends with Dwight Clark. Otherwise, paying your respects on a yearly basis or checking in every now and then can be a little difficult.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I thought so.
Do you guys have any wishes like that?
No.
No.
So you have no desire, like you don't want to be cremated or buried, or
I don't want to be cremated. I know Lisa. We've discussed. Lisa does. I don't.
Not an organ donor.
I signed my donor card.
Are you?
No, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I am an organ donor, but I don't know. Like I'm kind of torn because I don't want. My thought has always been, if I'm buried somewhere, then I feel like everybody, my loved ones, almost feel an obligation to come and visit.
I know my family doesn't.
Well,
I get pretty upset about the fact that my parents are buried in Wisconsin, but it's one of those, is it a mausoleum they call it when it's like the drawer, it's above ground?
Well, I have no idea.
But regardless, I know that I don't think my relatives have been there once.
Oh, really?
Since my parents passed, and it bothers me that I can't go there on a more consistent basis. But
I don't know. I don't want it to be a deal where people have to feel like they have to come all the time. So, I don't know. I just bury me and then, I don't know, sprinkle my ashes. I don't care where they go. I don't know. Don't put me in an urn either. That's creepy. Like, have just Uncle Barry on the
we should probably
counter somewhere. That's weird.
Well, I lied. So, we'll keep the funeral portion of the program alive. No pun intended, for one more. But based on the two stories we already had, and then you got this. Did you see this where this Giants defensive tackle, AJ Francis, he's got a point. He's very mad at the TSA. He was traveling. He had his mom's ashes in his luggage. TSA decided that they were going to go.
You can't bring those on the plane. You got to throw them out.
Well, now, some airlines, they said, in retrospect, some airlines don't allow you to travel, especially internationally, with ashes. Regardless of what you keep them in, that's a thing too, I guess. But as part of this story, so he kept his mom's ashes with his luggage. When he opened up his luggage after he got done with his trip, there was a notice from the TSA that said that there was an apparent spill as they decided to go a little deeper into the inspection of his suitcase. His mom's ashes were spread all over his clothes and everything in the inside of his suitcase.
Not cool, but I will say this. So he checked in. He put his mom's ashes in the bag that he checked in. Did they ever say that on the story? Because I didn't read that part.
I think it was in his luggage that was all I'm saying. Underneath.
Not that I'm blaming him. And if you are going to take the time to go through his ashes or his mom's ashes, make sure you put it all back together. But I don't know if I'm checking in my mom's ashes.
So no, he tweets out, you pieces of S at the TSA, next time you a-holes feel the need to go through my mother's ashes for no reason, make sure you close it back up so her remains aren't spilled on all of my clothes. The least you pieces of garbage can do is your effing job.
I actually liked the tweet. I thought that was great. But it was just dirty. I kind of liked it, though.
TSA responded, we understand how painful losing a loved one is. We treat crematory remains with respect. Some airlines do not allow cremated remains to check in bags, so please check with your airline to learn more about possible restrictions. A little late now. To facilitate screening, we suggest you purchase a temporary or permanent crematory container made of a lightweight material such as wood or plastic. If the container is made of material that generates an opaque image, TSA officers will not be able to clearly determine what it is. And the container will not be allowed. Out of respect for the deceased, TSA officers will not open a container, even if requested by TSA officers will not open a container, even if it's requested by the passenger. So the customer service account for TSA offered an apology to Francis, which was not accepted, as he responded, under all circumstances, F yourself.
So the ashes got all over his clothes?
Oh, yeah. They got pictures of it and everything.
Get this messed up where you're like hanging out, like, dude, you got something on your shirt. Yeah. Oh, it's my mom.
Dang.
What? Your mom's on your shirt? Yeah, it's my mom. It's a long story.
You find that humorous, I take
She's in my underwear.
Oh, it's everywhere. That is so messed up.
Awful.
That is so messed
well,
up.
Well, I didn't
not
do
by
it.
You,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm saying, like, you got a stain. Your girlfriend's like, oh, my God, is that a boo-boo stain in your underwear? No, it's my mom. Your mom? I'd rather it be a boo-boo stain. That's kind of weird.
So they said all officers are trained to handle your carry-on and checked property with care, but out of the respect of the deceased, under no circumstances should the container be opened. Please accept our apologies and condolences. Again, after wow. the fact, that's when he said, under all circumstances, F yourself. And then after that tweeted, the craziest part of this TSA S is that I don't even care that they checked it. They were just being cautious, and I understand that. But to not ensure that it won't spill back into my bag after you put it back in is the most asinine and irresponsible crap I've ever seen.
Hmm.
So what do you do now when you spread the ashes? You just dump your suitcase out somewhere?
Kind of just have to throw your clothes out there somewhere, right?
Or filter it out, like put a screen. Or, who I don't scored? Know, man.
Oh, is this over? Yeah, it's over.
France is now in the
spoiler
final.
Spoiler alert!
Oh, yeah.
Damn France 1-0.
France moves on to the
going
finals.
To the Grand Canyon and going, someone left a golf shirt. Yeah. Looks perfect good. Just got a little dust on it. Let me just get that off.
Wipe that off.
There's a stain on it. All right, a couple of texts. Hey, guys, the easiest way to get out of jury duty is to not go.
Okay. That's the dumbest text.
Summons does not come certified mail. There's no way to prove you got
I've
it in the mail.
Before.
Love the show. I don't know if I'm taking that chance.
I'm not doing that.
My luck, I'll end up going to jail because I didn't
get a
go.
Worn out. Yeah. Absolutely.
My farts are funnier than OU Mike. That was from Jim Hsu.
Do you know Jim?
No. But that's not very nice. So
get
next
it, Jim Hsu?
I definitely got
it. Oh, okay.
So next Way Back Wednesday could be songs that your parents listened to when you was growing up. I don't know if I'm ready for what was your...
Why did I think someone was going to say next songs for the Way Back Wednesday could be Grateful Dead?
Oh, it based could be, on that it could be songs you want played at your funeral. What was that band your dad listened to?
Which one? Oh, the old school? No,
yeah. We made Nick listen to it.
Oh, Spyro Gyra?
Harrison. Yeah, Spyro Gyra.
Yeah, Nick missed all that.
Yeah, that's right. He did.
Kenny
Harrison
G, Spyro Gyra.
Marvin said a Viking funeral. Is that where they just set you on fire and send you down a river? I don't know if I'm down for that.
Do they yell skull and go...
I don't know.
Like every time the Vikings score?
Oh, you Mike texted the show and said, just Tide will get that mom right out.
Wow. He's back. Oh, look at Nick finding a little Spyro Gyra for us.
That's horrible.
Wait till the saxophone, Nick. The
yeah,
big part sucks.
Coming.
It comes. Like you're on an island. You drink with an umbrella.
Should I skip to the saxophone?
No, it's coming.
You should just skip the whole song.
Why did Kenny G come up?
This is garbage.
Why were we talking Kenny G that day? Because you were... Because you said he played the clarinet.
Why do we talk about half of the stuff we talk about? Who knows? It just happens.
There it is, Nick.
You know what?
Saxophone is the worst.
Harrison had the best line.
Harrison had the best line. He goes, this is an elevator I would never leave. This is great. It was pretty funny.
Okay. Well, we continue to roll on. Got two in the books, one to go, 1 hour left of the big show, about to go. Simulcasting on SportsMap 94.1 as well as ESPN 97.5. So hang tight with us and continue to roll. And we will be back with a whole lot more. Right now, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Greater Texan Health. We know there are a lot of you out there suffering from ED. You've taken the pills. You haven't seen the results. You're struggling on, is there another step? Is there something else I can do? ED is an issue many men deal with, and Greater Texan Health can help. Greater Texan Health will meet with you in person, put together a customized plan, and help you end ED today. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing. That's right, no charge to you. And oh, by the way, if their recommendations don't work, you get a full refund. So all you really have to lose is ED. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing by calling 713-554-4915. 713-554-4915. Or you can go to greatertexanhealth.com. They're conveniently located in the Med Center by NRG Stadium. Therefore, you're close to all the suburbs, downtown, midtown. Maybe you can stop by on your lunch hour or right after work if you want to beat traffic. Kill a little time, kill ED, check it off your list, and then head on home. You're in, you're out, and they have recommendations that will be waiting for you to try and help you end ED. So give them a call. Stop by online, greatertexanhealth.com, 713-554-4915. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.